From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. The attacks this month have focused concern on a kind of terrorism that's never really been seen in this country, biological terrorism. People in the nation's public health system are worried they may not be ready for the possibility of thousands of people sickened by anthrax or smallpox. There's disagreement about just how likely such an attack really is. Some say it's very unlikely. Nevertheless, public health officials, doctors, and politicians say they want to be prepared. We have several reports. First, NPR's Larry Abramson looks at moves to spend more money to get ready for bioterrorism.
Transportation officials have moved quickly to keep another jetliner from becoming a terrorist weapon, but public health officials say they remain unprepared to deal with weapons that could potentially be far more destructive than a hijacked aircraft. A new government report adds to those concerns. The General Accounting Office says that while defense agencies have spent more in recent years to guard against bioterrorism, public health agencies have spent too little. Members of Congress say that needs to change. They say the U.S. needs to spend a lot more, an extra $1.3 billion annually, to get ready. Some public health officials say the nation is unprepared because the public health system has been neglected. Dr. Richard Levinson of the American Public Health Association says the country needs more medical laboratories. They'll be needed to figure out just what kind of biological agent has been used.
These laboratories have been allowed to deteriorate in many parts of the country, and they need to be built up, and again, not for the terrorist attacks, but just for their ordinary everyday work.
Levinson says other money is needed to train local officials. The GAO report says many of the so-called first responders to an attack may not be ready. Legislation in Congress would devote more money to training local health officials on what to do and how to spread the word. That's critical because the longer it takes to recognize a biological agent, the harder it will be to treat patients and to warn others. One key question will be whether to build a permanent infrastructure, more beds and buildings to prepare for bioterror. Some public health officials say it's far more important to create more flexibility in the current system, to enhance the disaster medical assistance teams that fly portable hospitals into emergency zones, as they did in New York and Washington earlier this month. There is concern that these new measures will steal attention from more immediate health problems. Tom Ridge, head of the new Office of Homeland Security, may need to build a network that can respond to current health crises while preparing for a new kind of terror that may never arrive. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.